Continuing on with the next question, what areas of agriculture are unique to Virginia as compared to neighboring states? Well, of course, we did mention tobacco production, which is very concentrated on the south side of Virginia, but we are seeing changes in that industry. That differentiates Virginia from a lot of states. I believe most tobacco production is now in North Carolina, but also some in Georgia and South Carolina. What makes Virginia different? Well, we used to have a very strong dairy industry, and we still have a good dairy industry, but we see it fading over time, or maybe fading is not the right word, but we're seeing consolidation. We're seeing a lot of very large dairy farms here in the Commonwealth of Virginia, but those mid-sized to smaller dairy farms of, say, under 150 head of cattle, they seem to be fading away rather quickly. As a matter of fact, the Virginia Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services confirmed to me just a couple of weeks ago that we lost 59 Virginia dairy farms in the year 2018, and that was at the rate of about one every 6 days. So that's, to me, that's an alarming rate. Certainly a trend that we would see in Virginia agriculture is consolidation in the dairy industry. How else is agriculture unique in Virginia? I think agritourism. We are ideally situated geographically for agritourism, whether it be your traditional pumpkin patch or you pick strawberries, to local farmers markets, to historic sites that involve agriculture. The George Washington birthplace has a farm there. There are numerous historic farms. The Cyrus McCormick Farm here in the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia gets a lot of tourists. People are very interested in where their food comes from and the history of how that food was produced. So I think that truly offers a unique opportunity for a lot of landowners and farmers, and also specifically for the wine industry. I think that they will do very well over the next couple of decades because they're going after the tourism market. They're going after hosting farm weddings and corporate meetings, and they're bringing people into the vineyards. And vineyards are very attractive places. If you've never been to one, I suspect most of you have, you know how beautiful they can be spring, summer, and fall. And so they attract a lot of people, and there's an opportunity there to make some really good money. Next question, how has the agricultural landscape changed over the past 25 years, specifically with local foods and farm to table? When I first moved here in the mid-1990s, farmers market trend was just getting started. I believe we had probably 30 or 40 public farmers markets in the Commonwealth of Virginia. In 2018, we had well over 250 public farmers markets here in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And it proves to me, and I think most of us have always known, but it's never been so evident, is people want to know where their food comes from, and they truly want to know how it was produced. So local foods, this farm to table, I do not believe it is a fad. I do not believe it is a trend. I do believe that we'll see some stability in the number of farmers markets over the next few years. There's probably, in my judgment, too many farmers markets right now. Every small town in Virginia wants a public farmers market because they're attractive. They're a social gathering place. They enhance tourism, and they're good for local farmers. But we can't have in every small town in Virginia a public farmers market. The truth is, we just don't have enough farmers. That's just the fact. So how else has the agricultural landscape changed over the past 25 years? I have seen, and I am continuing to see, more women involved in Virginia agriculture as farm owners and managers. And women are perfectly capable of doing everything a man can do on a farm. That is my belief. And with modern machinery, we're not out there throwing hay bales and doing all the things that we used to have to do on a farm. But in my opinion, a woman can do everything a man can do on a farm. And I am seeing more young women involved in Virginia agriculture. They tend to come in through the local foods movement and on small acreages, 10 acres or less, growing vegetables or growing hops for the craft beer industry, things like that. Wine grapes. Women are certainly more involved in Virginia agriculture than I have ever seen.